This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to join us here. Coming up, looks like the draft is not back yet, but if it does come back, it might just be targeting everyone. And Daryl's got that story. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Also, you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're sharing with you tonight the latest outrageous statements from the Libertarian Party's presidential and vice presidential candidates. Bill Weld, their VP candidate, a former Republican candidate for governor, has claimed that he believes the federal government should have a 1,000-agent task force to combat Islamic State adherents in the United States, and he advocated for a snitch line where he claims Muslims could inform on radicalism. Of course, how they're going to know whether the caller is Muslim or not, I don't really know. I think that's going to be a snitch line that any busybody neighbor and know-it-all could possibly call and make life a living hell for people that they don't like. So I got a huge problem as a liberty-minded person with the idea of a snitch line, but also as a libertarian, you shouldn't be calling to increase the size of government. And even if he's not calling to increase the size of government here with the 1,000-agent task force, even if he's talking about taking 1,000 agents off of drug investigations and moving them over to terrorism investigations, he's still not calling for smaller government. He's not calling to wipe out the FBI entirely, which is, of course, what a true liberty-minded candidate would be calling for, would be to end the federal police forces. Am I right, Daryl W. Perry? You ran as a libertarian presidential candidate this year. Unfortunately, you did not get the nomination. But what would your answer be when it came to law enforcement at the federal level?
There shouldn't be law enforcement at the federal level.
It's not in the Constitution.
Easy. Easy, short, simple answer. Not some elaborate, complicated repositioning of the current federal troops or the current FBI agents or whatever. Very simple, and it sets you apart, Daryl, from the rest of the pack of candidates who just sound like more statists.
Let me ask you this, though, Daryl. Let's see. There are, as I recall, four things the Constitution outlines the federal government can do, right? The printing
a little bit more than four, but it's specified in Article 1, Section 8.
Okay. So I know the coining of, the making currency is one of their things.
Specifically, minting coins.
Okay. Well,
printing paper is not, that's completely different than minting coins.
All right. So the federal government can, to your mind, mint coins and one would assume, therefore, that they could create an organization that would attest to the veracity of those coins, because it's not specific that they have to mint the coins in precious metals. So they could then have an anti-counterfeit agency, a la the Secret Service. That's what they do, and among other things. Could they not have a legal policing organization that protects the money?
Well, in theory, if, and this is something that I think it was Butler Schaefer I heard give this analogy, if you said Congress can only regulate time zones, it could still be tyranny because they could say zone one is Monday through Wednesday and everything you earn from the fruits of your labor in zone one goes to the government. Zone two is Thursday and Friday, you get to keep that. Zone three is Saturday and Sunday, and you keep half of what you earn. So, yes, it could be construed through some weird, mental gymnastics that authorized to mint currency and set the values thereof, you could have a tyrannical police state that gives you a cavity search every morning to make sure that you don't have counterfeit currency in your bunghole.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So I got a problem with snitch lines, and I also have a problem with the fear-mongering. And this is something that you encountered with Gary Johnson, Daryl, when you were debating him in various different places. You went to a lot of libertarian state conventions before you went to the national convention. You debated Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate now. And he started to trot out this Islamophobic statements.
Yes.
And he sort of backpedaled a little bit. There was the one statement that he made about how burqas should be banned in the United States.
A statement that he made to three different news agencies on a single day. Then he says, I was asked a question and gave a knee-jerk response.
So he sort of kind of excused that and backpedaled a little bit. But that wasn't the only statement that he made about Islamophobic sort of statements, like that he was afraid of terrorism and that, you know, we need the government to protect us.
And numerous times he said that he thinks that Sharia law is a problem and needs to be defeated. And
which
numerous times
he knows nothing about Sharia law.
Right. And numerous times I've said that, you know, well, Sharia law does not apply to you because you're not a Muslim any more than Levitical law or Judaic law applies to you when you aren't Jewish and you don't, you know, claim to want to follow that law.
So you explained it to him, and he didn't really change his perspective. He
right.
continued to pander
yes.
to Islamophobes, to people who are afraid of Islam, afraid of Muslims, and that's what we're getting more of from
and
Bill Weld.
Will Coley has explained it to Gary numerous times.
Oh, good.
Well,
I was going to ask about that. Will Coley, of course, the one of the key members of Muslims for Liberty. He was your vice presidential candidate
yes.
During the
he was my
run.
Preferred vice presidential nominee. He, you know, sought the vice presidential nomination
sure.
even without me being the presidential nominee.
Right, because you don't have to be tied together within the Libertarian Party.
Right.
But you guys announced him. You announced him as the
yes.
VP candidate that you preferred.
So there were, you know, people have been reacting to your statements that that Sharia law is just a religious issue and sending me information and things like that. And so I've seen information that says that, you know, there are Muslims in foreign countries that believe that it would be a good idea if other people, like, you know, say in the United States, had to follow Sharia law.
Sure, there are people who would believe that.
There are some Christians that think it would be a good idea for everybody to abide by their interpretation of Christianity.
I don't think that those people are in the majority in the United States.
They're not, they're in the majority of groups like the Constitution Party, where they want to basically instill theocracy, and it's their version of Christianity that they think should be applied somehow in conjunction with the Constitution, that Amendment Number 1 says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Yeah, I like that little bit there from the U.S. federal constitution, but I gotta say that, you know, I can see why some people are somewhat disturbed by a group of people saying, you know what, it would be a great idea if you changed your whole life the way you live. And so,
isn't that what pretty much everyone is saying
yeah,
in the presidential election?
A lot of people are saying that, and we should stand against it every time it's said, right? Like, every time,
yeah,
it doesn't
sure.
matter what they say. Like, okay, your silly Christian rules should not be applied
right.
to me and mine.
You don't
your
use
silly
it as an
Muslim
excuse.
Rules should not be applied to me and mine. Your silly yeah. Rastafarian rules, your silly Zoroastrian rules, all your stinking religions, keep them at your house, keep them
I
at
agree.
Your mosque, keep them at your place of worship.
Instead, you've got
Free
Bill
Talk
Weld.
Live, we stand for your religious freedom.
We do. But then you get Bill Weld, who's the supposed libertarian presidential or vice presidential candidate, who is using, you know, fear and uncertainty and doubt to stir up and whip up, hopefully, I'm sure he's hoping for votes. He's trying to sound like, you know, as much of a tough guy as George W. Bush or Barack Obama or anybody else.
No shortage of fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yeah. So not impressed with this character, and neither is whoever the author is here at TheLibertarianAlliance.com, Shane Trejo, writing. Short,
I just saw a speech, actually, it was a short video where Muslim guys in front of the room, got a bunch of Muslim scholar types at the front of the room, and says, hey, you know, just to make sure that nobody thinks that this is some kind of radical idea, are you all moderate Muslims? And then, you know, everybody sort of raises their hand and then says, do you think that that the laws of Islam should be, as laid down by Allah, should be enforced upon everyone? And they sort of all raise their hands. So this is the suggestion was, is that, because he kept on mentioning homosexuals, did you see a part in the Quran when you read it that said that homosexuals should be killed or stoned?
I don't recall.
Okay. And I'm sure that, I know it's in the Bible, so it wouldn't surprise me if it's in the Quran. So the idea that a room full of Muslims said this disturbs me.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33. At adamandeve.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about fear of Muslims. There is this presidential or vice presidential candidate, Bill Weld. He's running with the Libertarians, which is sad because he's not really a Libertarian. It's pretty clear. But he is claiming that the FBI needs to have a 1,000-member task force to investigate Islam, basically, to investigate radicals. And, Mark, you say you've been hearing from people who are alleged listeners of the show that are claiming...
Well, they're listeners.
Okay. Well, I don't know. If someone sends a message on Facebook, doesn't mean they're a listener of Free Talk Live, so I don't know how you've been hearing from people. If they're emailing you, it's probably more likely they're a listener, but we get people commenting on our Facebook all the time who've probably never listened to...
This is on my page, not on... Or my, you know, personal profile.
Your personal profile. Gotcha. So people who are hearing us talking about...
A comment that, like, yesterday that basically said something to the effect of, "Hey! You know, you can find out the political proclivities of your friends list today by based on what they want to ban. If they want to ban guns, they're liberals, and if they want to ban Muslims, they're conservatives."
You mean post a shooting in Orlando?
Yes.
Yeah. So and so somebody else responded.
And there have been quite a few responses, essentially. You know, and if somebody makes a claim, I say, "Source." You know, that's the first thing I say. You don't come on my Facebook page, make some wild claim, and not have a source. The guy made some kind of claim to the effect of, well, the problem is the majority of Muslims feel such and such way. And I said, "Source?" And that's all I said, with a question mark. And he posts this video, which I wouldn't call it a scientific poll or anything, but it is a video of a very large room of people who claim to be Muslim, because they all raised their hand. They were asked if they were normal Sunni Muslims, and they raised their hand. And then they were asked if they think that men and women should sit separate. And "should" doesn't really mean anything to me. That doesn't sound to me like the government wants to go after me and mine. So if I feel like sitting, you know, where I want to sit, and I want to sit with my wife, then that's fine. But anyway, they all raised their hand to that. And then he said, you know, something to the effect of, "And do you believe that if a person commits a crime, if they're accused of a crime," he had mentioned homosexuality earlier, but not exactly during his question, "that the punishment handed down by Allah and his messenger," I assume he's referring to Muhammad in that, "that he then, that is the best, most perfect punishment," and he specifically mentioned adultery. Mm-hmm. So essentially the question was, should adulterers and adulteresses be stoned and killed? And this guy was speaking in what I would consider pretty darn good English that wasn't accented in sort of an Australian or European way in any way. This seemed like a guy who had probably not been born in the United States but had come here rather young and was in the United States, asked the question, and an overwhelming majority of the hands went up that adulterers should be stoned. Now, I don't know if these people are willing to pick up the rocks and do it, but they certainly don't feel bad if somebody gets hit with rocks till they're dead.
Okay. Well, first of all, we don't know where this video was taken. It doesn't say here. There's no evidence that the video is in its original form, so we have no idea. But there's no doubt that there are people who would like to enforce their religious viewpoint on other individuals.
There's a room full of them that claim to be normal Muslims that say yes, they would.
According to the way the video was edited, which again, we don't know. I mean, anybody who has the footage of an audience raising their hands could very well have inserted that footage in here. I realize that, you know, I don't know. I don't know where this came from. We don't know if this is the original McCoy, but either way, it's not unbelievable to believe that you could also have a room full of Christians who would raise their hands to the same damn questions.
Do you think that in the United States you would get a room full of people that would A, claim to be your normal everyday Christian, and B, claim that they wanted to see people stoned? I would say that if you...
Gay people? Yeah, I bet you could find some Christians that wanted
gay
to
gay people
that.
Wasn't mentioned here. This was adulterers and adulteresses.
Oh, they didn't talk about gay. I thought he said something about gay people.
He did mention them, but it wasn't that question. Like, I didn't like the way... If I would have gotten to ask this guy questions, ask the questions that this guy asked, I would have asked them differently. I didn't get to do that. But I find the people in this room to be horrifying individuals. And yeah, I'd be horrified by anybody whose opinion sounded like this. It didn't matter to me whether they're Muslim, Christian, or whatever. But yeah, these are horrifying opinions. Dangerous people. Dangerous idea.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I've heard some Christians who, you know, they support bombings, they support killings, they support...
Well, the bombings when done by the government is entirely different.
Isn't that what these people are advocating for? Stonings, the government to take on these policies?
Stonings are not generally something that you would be advocating for the government to do.
I thought that's what you were saying they were advocating.
A stoning is much more of a community punishment. So, yes, certainly Muslims would, Sharia law would suggest that everybody gets a fair trial, but after the fair trial, then, hey, time to throw rocks. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not sure, you know, what the viewpoint is of the folks who are making this video. I don't know if it was edited. I don't know what percentage of Muslims want to see someone stoned for adultery. All we know is this is a room full of people, and we don't know what conference they're at. We don't even know if it's legitimate. I would be interested in getting Will Coley's impression.
I tagged him on it. He's probably working, but he hasn't done anything, say, the last 8 hours or whatever.
I also saw a post from one of his accounts stating that one of his accounts was suspended.
A lot of people have been getting suspended for sort of advocating for people's rights not to be killed as a Muslim and not to have their guns taken from them.
So we can talk more about this video here and maybe play some clips from it because I've got it pulled up. It's been posted by someone named Lauren Southern on Facebook. Let's go.
She was running for Canadian House of Commons in the election last year. She caused quite a stir. I forget exactly what side of the thing she was on, but there was something at some like women's anti-rape thing that she went to and caused quite a stir.
Let's talk to Dave in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's asking the important question, the philosophical question. I think we all agree that a threat is an initiation of force. Would we be in agreement in that around the room?
Yeah. I'm going to shoot you in the face. That's an initiation of force, yes.
I wouldn't call that an initiation of force. It's a threat to initiate force, but it certainly could be, if it seemed like a legitimate threat in that you had a gun and you were going for the gun, that might actually justify self-defense.
I disagree. I think it's a gray area because, of course, there's crazy people in the world that may just level threats that are not credible, but the credibility of a threat is essentially a subjective thing. Once you enter into the realm of subjectivity, it gets very difficult.
Yeah,
I would
true.
Say that if I was sitting on the jury with somebody who shot and killed some lunatic who said, hey, I'm going to kill you, well, I might be prepared to find some level of innocence.
Okay, well, it's my belief that a threat is an initiation of force, and if we're going to make exceptions for legitimate or credible, if we're going to make exceptions for credible, well, then who's going to decide what's credible? And aren't you making an argument for the state when you
you can have an arbitrator, the community, sort of standards decide those things. But if you want to continue the discussion, stand by. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be, clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free, join us on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. I got the video pulled up here, Mark, that you were referring to earlier, posted by Lauren Southern on her Facebook page. From some sort of conference. She doesn't give any kind of context here. She doesn't say what conference this is, you know, where it's happening, any details about it. So we'll play some of the audio for you here, given that we're not sure the veracity of the actual footage. But let's first go to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go to learn about the stateless, free market, non-political currency that is, as we speak, shooting up in value now, over $700 per Bitcoin. It's gone up like 50% in the last month alone. It's been an incredible ride. Mark, let's try that again.
I love Bitcoin for all of its many uses, and we just used it in a way that I'm really excited about. We just gave the Chinese delivery guy here, who
Chinese food. He was not Chinese, but food.
No, he's not. We gave him, besides the regular tip, we gave him a Bitcoin tip of $5.
Correct. And his cash tip was $5, which was more than
It was a gift, not a tip.
That's true.
Okay. Tips are tax deductible or tax reportable. Gifts are not, gotcha, as long as it's under $10,000.
Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate that.
And he also got a card explaining this is a gift, not a tip.
That's correct. He gave him the Libertarian Party. Daryl, you gave him the Libertarian Party card, and I appreciate that. But
the LP or Advocates for Self-Government?
LP.
Oh, really? Okay.
So anyway, he got you can go to tip.freetalklive.com, and you can generate one of these cards, like we just gave, with a tip that gives you the opportunity to talk to somebody about the Bitcoin you've just given them. And if for whatever reason they don't use it, the money returns to you after 30 days.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest part about
it. It's really great.
Is that you don't have to put out your Bitcoin and just... It doesn't come back to you. In this case, it does come back to you. Normally, it wouldn't if you were to just give out a private key or something like that. So very, very cool features over at tip.freetalklive.com. That's the third Bitcoin tip that I've given out with this new tip.freetalklive.com site. And the second one I did out in Salem, New Hampshire the other day, lady had no idea what it was, and we didn't really have time to tell her anything about it. So this works nicely in a situation where you don't really have much time to explain. You know, if you've got a harried waitress who's running all around, right, all over the place, she doesn't have time unless you're the only clients in the entire place. She doesn't have time to stand there and listen to you pitch Bitcoin to her. So you just give her this tip on top of the cash tip, a good cash tip that you give her.
Because you don't want to create bad feelings.
No, of course not. You want the person to be interested in looking at this Bitcoin thing and then hope that they'll go ahead and be curious enough. Oh, this is worth $5? Okay, great. I'll take the time to actually scan this QR code and look into it. So we'll see. So far, no one has redeemed. Of the three tips that I've given out over the last week or so, I have not seen anyone redeem it. And I don't know how many of them I'm going to have to give out before that happens. So it'll be interesting. We'll, you know, let you know as that develops. But if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. It's a great alternative to the state's money, and it puts the power of money in your hands. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you want to try out the BC tip, just go to tip.freetalklive.com. So we go to Dave in Ohio. Dave, actually, we're continuing with Dave's call. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Okay, so I think a threat is an initiation of force, and a threat to a group is an initiation of force against that group. And I think an oath is a threat. When you've taken an oath to enslave or kill everyone that doesn't hold to your standard of belief, that is a threat. And that is the basis that we need to be talking about any possible action here. When you initiate a threat, you issue a license for someone to stop you from executing that threat. You know, when a man is raping a woman in an alley and you come upon that and you use force against him to stop him, it's because he's issued a license for you to use force against him by initiating force against her.
Okay.
Well,
isn't this oath, isn't this allegiance to Allah, this allegiance to Islam, isn't this an oath or an initiation of threat, a promise to use force? I mean,
I don't know. Let me address that. Let me see if I can reason this out with you. So we know that Christians tend to believe both the Old and the New Testament. And the Old Testament contains passages where it says that stoning homosexuals is a good idea, and the New Testament says things like it's an abomination, right?
Well, Christians do not live by the Old Testament. Now, that's,
agreed.
They believe all those things occurred, but they do not live by the Old Testament. They live by the New Testament.
Some of them really do. Some of them really do believe that these are sins and that sort of thing. They're getting their information on sin from the Old Testament, and we can see that very few Christians in the United States do that. Almost none of them stone anybody. And we can also see... Go ahead.
We're taking a poll of Christians? I mean,
you can just listen to the news. How many people have Christians killed with rocks in the United States?
How many have Muslims killed with rocks in the United States?
That's the next question. The answer is very few, so I think that this credible threat that you're referring to isn't particularly credible.
What do you mean? One of them just killed 50 people down in Florida. They took down the Twin Towers. This isn't credible that these people want to destroy... non-Christians.
One
Americans.
Of them, these people, these are terms that lead to things like genocide, and I am not a fan of this at all. The individual in Orlando, I don't know what his belief system was, and he doesn't really seem to know either. He's a psychopath who murdered 49 people in a club. You know, anything that this guy believes is likely not in any way shared by the majority of peaceful Muslims in this country who keep to themselves.
Not in any way. I think you are sadly mistaken. Sadly mistaken.
Well, then where's all the shootings, dude? If everybody's on board with this guy, that, or you know, even a majority of them are on board with him, where's all the shootings? Why aren't they cheering him on?
What about Fort Hood? What about all of the... I mean, it seems like almost every time something like this happens, it's an Islamic name.
Well,
you know, these people have a police structure. They have.
What about the shooter in the theater in Colorado? Not an Islamic name.
Yeah, if we look at the mass shootings, they're calling mass shootings, Muslims are a minority of them. Not a small minority, and certainly not as small as I'd like to see them. And frankly, I'd like to see no mass shootings at all. Also, I don't like the way they quantify mass shootings. One of the problems is that they'll say anybody who tried to do something and they're gun jammed, they'll call it a mass shooting. I think that's ridiculous. But nonetheless, I think the most effective thing you can do is concealed carry, frankly.
But I know you guys want to say that the state should not take action against, go to war in some of these countries against ISIS. And I understand your desire to make a strong argument in that direction. But you're not making that argument through the non-aggression principle. You're going around the non-aggression principle. You're not explaining why these people aren't aggressing and why we have no right to attack them because they aren't aggressing.
I would call this the circle of violence. This is the cycle of violence. So the United States government goes and does a bunch of things in the Middle East. They've been there for decades. I mean, how many Muslims were you scared of in 1987? And the answer is zero. You probably knew nothing about it because they weren't bothering you. 1993 comes along and it's like, what the hell happened there at the World Trade Center? Oh, yeah, well, let's go back to whatever we're doing. So the Twin Towers fall. Suddenly Americans are like, oh, those Muslims, they're dangerous. They didn't care about them before when the United States was over there killing their children. So this is the cycle of violence.
Murders by these people go back way before that. What about
murders by everybody goes back all that far.
Come on, cut it out. Thanks for the call, Dave. Toll-free number 855-453. These people, as though anyone who's a Muslim supports murder, as though anyone who's a Muslim supports mass shootings, it's ridiculous. Just because you have a religious belief that may be different from others doesn't mean you support aggression. It's not justification to bomb somebody. It's Free Talk Live.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on our site. If you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing here, you want to help support the show, then please shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You just go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, and feel good because Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits when you do that. So we appreciate it. Makes a difference for us, and you get the same great deals that you're looking for. You're going to buy stuff on Amazon anyway, so you might as well just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. Will, good evening. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Excellent. Now, I actually sent you a link to a video that Mark has. Now, we haven't actually played the audio, but Mark, you kind of summed up what was said in this video. It appears to be some sort of a panel discussion at a conference where the main guy behind a podium is addressing a crowd, a fairly large crowd with likely a few hundred folks in it. And they raise their hands to indicate their support for what, Mark?
Specifically in this case, now he is mentioning all kinds of sort of crimes and suggesting that these crimes would be in the Quran. Now, I haven't read the Quran. Ian, you have. Will, you're a scholar. And the idea is that, you know, do you support the use of capital punishment in the form of stoning against people who are adulterers, I think is what his question was to some extent. And the vast majority of the room, after saying yes, they think that men and women should sit separately, then say yes, adulterers, and I assume they're talking about women there, need to be stoned if caught.
And they claim to be moderate Muslims.
Yeah, they do claim that also.
Are you familiar with this video at all, Will?
Well, yeah, I've seen the video. It's been going, it goes viral off and on, has for about 3 years now. I had never heard of the guy before the video went viral the first time, and even now couldn't tell you the speaker's name. There are, just like we have the Fred Phelps and the guy that was talking about on online a couple days ago about how the, you know, the attack on Orlando was a good thing. And then you had Pat Robertson, you know, a couple of days ago, who has huge, huge following. We have our own, you know, fringe fools.
What did Pat Robertson say? I haven't seen that story.
Oh, there was, it came out, I want to say yesterday or the day before. Basically, the gays and the Muslims are in cahoots with each other, so let them all kill each other.
Okay.
Was the basic of it.
So, yeah. You know, look, listening, you've been on the show many times, listening to your stance on Islam is comforting to me. I like it, and I like the sounds of it. Where do you, I mean, wouldn't you, aren't you just sort of, you know, sort of fringe element yourself in Islam? And how non, these people claim to be moderate Muslims. How common is this belief?
Well, that's the way the video is edited to look. I can't say for sure this video hasn't been hatcheted up by some sort of conservaclone organization.
I asked for a source. Will Coley's on that that thread on Facebook. He has an opportunity to look at that. I asked for a source when somebody made the claim that basically, the majority of Muslims actually believe this stuff is good.
Well, this isn't a source to prove that. This is
not a source.
Video,
no, it's not an effective
which
source.
Could have been edited and was posted by someone who is clearly anti-Muslim.
Well, we have academics in our community that are very popular. People who that little hall would be people sitting like three people on their laps and standing room only when these people speak. And the message, I mean, these are the people that I learn from, and the message that they have is completely different from what is represented in that video. You have, and most of these, unlike the guy in the video, most of these guys are also on ISIS's hit list. So I think that that kind of gives you an idea of the kind of message that they're saying. And they're massively influential. I mean, they were able to raise enough money to start the first Islamic university in Berkeley, California. They speak at major national and international events. Hamza Yusuf speaks at like Cambridge and Oxford University. So these are extremely credible, extremely well-lettered and qualified scholars, and this is some guy that I've never heard of before the video came.
Now, when you're talking about these other scholars, what are they saying? I mean, this guy in the video was advocating, you know, violence against adulterers.
Humphreys talks about adultery in his video. He covers pretty much every subject that is controversial in the modern day and discusses the proper jurisprudential way to approach these different situations, depending on, you know, well, this is how they dealt with it in this time period with this particular scholar, and then they also dealt with it this other way in this time period with these particular scholars. He looks at the nuance between, well, this scholar was employed by the state, this scholar was employed by no one, they were independent. You can look at the differences in their opinions and the way that they talk, and he brings all of that stuff out, whereas then you have other people that they're known for their ideology that the centralization of authority power is good. Whereas people like Saheb Webb or Imam Zaid Shaker, who Mark was on the show with us on The Call to Freedom when he was on, was talking about how he basically paraphrased Bastiat's The Law.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, again, I think that...
In saying what, though? Like, what's the viewpoint? What should happen to someone who's an adulterer from these imams' perspective or your perspective, that you're referring to here?
Well, as Hamza Yusuf said in his video, cover her sins or cover his sins and leave them alone. Make toba, which is repentance, and then leave them be. Let them make repentance and leave them be. That there's actually a story where this a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He went to Abu Bakr first, and he said, "Oh, Abu Bakr, I have sinned. I've committed adultery." And Abu Bakr said, "Who have you told anybody else?" And he said, "No." And he said, "Okay, good. Don't tell anybody else. Go to the Kaaba and pray for forgiveness, and let that be the end of it." And the guy wasn't happy though, and he went to Omar ibn al-Khattab, and this second predecessor, the second successor to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and said, "Oh Omar, I need your help. I have sinned." And Omar says, "What have you done?" He says, "Oh, I've committed adultery." And Omar says, "Have you told anyone else?" And he says, "Yes, I told Abu Bakr." And he said, "Well, what did Abu Bakr say?" And he said, "Well, Abu Bakr said not to tell anyone." And Omar looked at him and said, "Then why are you telling me?" So he goes, eventually he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tells him, he's like, "Look, I've committed the sin," and da-da-da-da-da. And then while he's, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam puts his hand on the man's face and pushes his face away from him. Like, "Don't look at me." And the adhan is called. And everyone gets up and goes to the Kaaba, and they all pray. And then they come back, and the man questions. He's like, "Okay, well, this is what's going on, da-da-da-da-da." And he's like, "Did you go to the Kaaba with us?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Did you pray with us?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Then how do I know that you have not already asked in forgiveness, and Allah has forgiven you? And if Allah has forgiven you, how can I condemn you?" And sent the man on his way.
I like that story. Did Muhammad, yep, however, ever advocate for the stoning of adulterers, adulteresses? Well,
there was a story. There is a story. There's a story of a woman who came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was pregnant. She said, "I've committed adultery on my husband, and I've gotten pregnant in the process. I would like for there to be a head punishment." And he said, "No, you should go and have your child." So she goes and she has the child, and she comes back, and she says, "Okay, I've had my child. Let's get this the trial over with." And he says, "No, you should go and nurse your child." So she leaves, and the period for nursing is supposed to be 2 years, yeah, by the Sunnah. So she comes back 2 years later, and he again attempts to send her away. He's trying to tell her, "No, we don't want to do this. You should go." And she insisted. And so there was a trial, and she was stoned, and a member of the companions mocked her, and the Prophet condemned him, that, you know, this was a woman who had so much remorse for her action that she came forward of her own volition, and even after being turned away, insisted that she pay for the actions in this life instead of the next. And if you could take the blood that she had shed in that action, you could wipe the sin from the entire city for a generation. So this was something where she insisted upon it. That's the way the narration of the story goes.
Who held the trial? Who was the judge? Who was the prosecutor? Was Muhammad in any way involved in that, or did he just?
He would have stood. He would have worked as the qadi. He would have worked as the person who presided over the case and took the evidence. She came forward and confessed. So
right,
at that point,
guilty, it right?
Really, yeah, she confessed of her own volition. So there's really not a whole lot that you can do with that,
Interesting
but
story.
He, other than trying to turn her away over and over again.
So you say that he tried to give some level of forgiveness or just ignoring it, but then ultimately when put in the position, he had to stone her. I want to hear more. Free time.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.